And a good morning here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joining you here on In Focus. We've got a good show lined up for you. A little later on in the program, we're going to hear from a candidate in the 1st Congressional District race, Tracy Mann, who's running as a Republican. That'll be coming your way around 9:30 this morning. We'll also hear from the Manhattan Public Library on their reopening plans coming up around 9:45. But starting things off, as we do every couple of weeks, or once a month here for sure, we'll talk with Pottawatomie County Schools superintendents. On my side of the glass, I have Kevin Logan, who is the USD 323 Rock Creek Schools superintendent. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Good morning, Tim.
And good morning. Yeah, Tim joins us as well. He is Tim Winter, the superintendent of Wamego Public Schools. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
We are, we're reaching the end of the school year. Hard to believe it's May already. I know that, students haven't been in the buildings physically for a couple months now, but what's the latest in your district? We'll start, Kevin, with you first.
Latest in the districts, we are continuing our continuous learning plan, making gradual tweaks as we have moved forward through mid-March through now. We've been doing a considerable amount of surveying of our students, of our staff, and of our parents as to how we could do a better job and where we can make adjustments to that. We are doing so. This Friday was the last day in session, or is the last day in session, for our seniors. Graduation was planned to be this coming Saturday. And so they are beginning to return a lot of their school devices, their iPads, anything that they may have checked out for the school over the course of the next couple of days. Our last day of school for kindergarten through 11th grade was scheduled to be next Friday. So next week we will do a similar check-in process with them. But until that time, we hope to remain doing a good job with our distance learning or our continuous learning process and holding our kids accountable, but yet understanding that they're all in different places, having different needs. And this is a tough time for everybody. So everyone's being very understanding of that.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm sure. Tim, how about over in Wamego? Are you guys prepping for the last day?
Yes, we are, and much of what Kevin said mirrors what we are doing here in Wamego. As he said, we also surveyed our students, staff, and parents, and received really positive feedback for the most part. People have been very patient, very gracious. Understand that we're all in this together. We have been able to make a few tweaks and better assist a few families through the use of those surveys. We also have our last day for seniors on Friday, and Thursday and Friday they are beginning their return of materials process. Our graduation was also scheduled for Saturday, and we started to plan for a drive-through ceremony. We were working with you all at KMAN and WTC about producing a video that would include pre-recorded speeches and then videoing the drive-through ceremony, broadcasting that on the radio and on the internet and our WTC channel, etc. But that kind of constituted a parade-type format. And after closely reviewing and visiting with our local officials, decided we better table that event until at least in phase one. And then, of course, a few days later, after we made the decision, the governor came out and decided that all graduations of any kind that brought any size group of people together, whether even if it's just one family, they were asking that schools not do that. So we are moving forward with another graduation plan that we can talk about later. But our other students, their last day is next Tuesday. Actually, our eighth graders, they end on Monday, and they will do a return of materials on Monday. And then Tuesday, the rest of the student body will have their last day, and return of materials essentially happens Tuesday through Thursday for the rest of our students. But we continue to just evaluate how we're doing in that continuous learning platform. I feel like, and I think most of our staff would agree, that you know, the first few weeks was fantastic, and it was kind of a new and exciting thing, and people were happy to see each other and get together on Zoom meetings and so forth. But that energy has probably fallen off a little bit, and we've battled a few end-of-the-year type things where people are counting the days, just like we would in a traditional format, but we've had to kind of probably just have some deeper discussions on how we can make sure we maintain that energy until the very last day and continue to do a good job of reaching out and engaging our students.
Well, you know, one thing I've been thinking about, and I've been waiting to ask a school official about this, is with the continuous learning plan, now that you've had a couple months doing so, maybe looking ahead to next year, if let's say we get back to in-person classes like normal next year, and we have a random snow day, you know, in November, December, January, something like that, is it a possibility that in the future that snow days could be maybe utilized as, you know, doing some of that distance learning instead of just, you know, kids taking the day off? Kevin, you want to start with that?
I'll start with that. It sounds nice, I guess, in concept, but we would have some of the same issues, I'm afraid, that we have right now with lack of connectivity in some places. And I'll be honest, our WGC and Blue Valley Telecom, both who service our district, have been exceptional at helping our families get connected. But that's been on a longer-term basis versus a one-day or two-day out. We also did a checkout of our iPad devices for families who didn't have them. And we do have in the neighborhood of 650 devices out in our students' hands. And we wouldn't be able to have that on a one-of basis like a snow day. So we definitely have some tools in place as far as having the seesaw that our elementary use, the Zoom meeting or the Zoom platform that our secondary students have been using. So we have a lot of that in place, but we just don't have a lot of the actual technology in the students' hands, possibly on a snow day. There'd be some things we could do, some things we couldn't do. I can definitely see us doing more of flipping the classroom, having some practice of that, and for planned absences, being able to cover more of those. You know, if students are going to be gone for a period of time, if they've had a medical situation and maybe out of the building for a week or so, I think we can address those a little bit better. But the individual snow days would be definitely a work in progress.
Gotcha. How about you, Tim? Do you think that could be something that could be pulled off?
I agree with Kevin. You know, on a random snow day, the logistics of all of a sudden switching gears in the matter of a few hours from traditional to online would be a quite a challenge. All of our students do have devices, but traditionally we keep the iPads for our K through 5 students in the classrooms. They have not traveled home with students. Of course, they have them now in the continuous learning platform, but in a traditional, they would stay in the classroom just so that we can maintain better care of them and make sure they're charged each and every day. So it would present some challenges. We have talked about, like Kevin mentioned, you know, if a student is going to be gone for a week because of a illness or a surgery or maybe a family trip, reaching out to them electronically, inviting them into classrooms via Zoom or some other means are certainly things that we can feel confident about now. I think we could have pulled it off before, but now that we've been forced to operate in that manner and on a large scale, I think all of our staff, for the most part, would be very comfortable reaching out to a student or two occasionally in an online platform while the rest of the students are in the classroom in the traditional platform.
Oh, it's a very interesting outlook here going forward for sure. You mentioned graduation and kind of the plans for that going forward. I know Kevin and I beforehand had a chance to talk a little bit about there's a date that you have set in mind here for actual graduation here later this year.
Yes, Brandon, we are looking at July 26th. It's a Saturday. Going at 10 o'clock in the morning, So we have the date, we have the time, but the way that graduation will function yet, we won't know until we get further into the governor's COVID recovery plan. If things go as scheduled, we're hoping to go as traditional as possible and use our Rock Creek Gymnasium for that, and have graduation just like it would have been this Saturday, just at a later time and a little bit earlier time, or later date, but an earlier time of the day. If we have to do any social distancing, we'll look at other avenues. That may be including, you know, smaller representative sizes for each of the graduates. If we go inside, if we can go outside with larger groups and the weather's conducive to it, we may look at going out at our football stadium. We're keeping everything on the table there. We want to be as close to what we consider a normal graduation for our seniors. We all feel that all of our kids deserve that during this time and want to give them the same culmination ceremony that all of the classes before have had.
All right. What about in Wamego? Is there a date set in the future?
We do have a date, Brandon. We actually we surveyed our students, senior students and parents last week, and we gave them three options: June 27th, July 26th, and August 1st. And the clear-cut winner was the June date. I think people are ready to give it a shot and try something. And as Kevin said, we hope to provide a traditional ceremony. We have decided that it will be outdoors. If we can do that, we will not have it in the gymnasium. But if we can have a traditional ceremony, it will be out at our football stadium. We'll have the kids lined up or seated on the track or sideline of the football field with the stage, and parents and family members and friends would sit in the stadium. We're hopeful that we can bring a large group together and use best practices as dictated by the governor's phase out plan. If we're capped by a maximum number of participants, then we would look into asking that each senior graduate only bring so many family members or friends, essentially provide tickets like many larger districts already have to do because of the use of a large venue. If that traditional format is not possible, then we've already have a good plan for the drive-through ceremony. So we would fall back to that and do some pre-recorded speeches, broadcast that as in as many avenues as possible, and have a drive-up event. I'm very confident that in the bare minimum will be a strong possibility, but we're also just hopeful that we can bring our students together and really just show them how much we appreciate their efforts over the last 12 years and recognize that entire class for all of their accomplishments. Some things have already started. We have yard signs of all seniors displayed in front of the high school, out in the grass, along the street, along with a large congratulations banner. We're doing the same thing for eighth graders as well. We had some groups help out with those items. So we hope they feel appreciated, recognized, and can celebrate their accomplishments in spite of not being able to get together for another 6 weeks.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some student items, some awards that have been given out to Rock Creek, and we'll see what's going on in Wamego as well. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on KMAN.